Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Winter is coming. I think for once, none of us would mind if it was just here already. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. We've always been obsessed by fantasy and fiction that takes us far, far away from reality, because we have more than enough of that. Whether it's Star Wars or anything that happens in the Marvel Universe, or Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, we sort of form our own little clubs with people who love these things just as much as us. And do I even have to mention the craze around Game of Thrones? The books did have enough fans, but making it a TV series just sort of included the whole world. George R.R. Martin created a whole new world of battles and wars and dragons and kings and queens. And they didn't cut back on anything. They went all out when they made the series, and it just shows when you watch it. Now, as fans, we can't just watch it and be done with it, right? We need to show our affiliation, and Game of Thrones has inspired us in more ways than one. Let's take a look at some of the things we've adapted from the series into our real lives. One of the most popular characters from Game of Thrones is the Mother of Dragons, the Khaleesi, Dany Targaryen. And since the first season came out, a lot of girls have wanted to look just like her. There were a lot of memes at first because, you know, try having light silvery eyebrows. It looks a little freaky if you ask me. But that didn't stop people all over the world going and getting their hair colored platinum. Her clothes aren't that easy to get out of home from. You're gonna get weird looks. But her hair's quite another thing. I just hope people didn't go do other things that she did, you know, like trying to eat a horse's heart or trying to hatch eggs by lighting candles around them. So the next time you see a girl with silvery hair, she might not be born with it. Facebook, check. WhatsApp, check. Instagram, check. Tinder, check. I don't know what the success rate on the app is for you, but I'm pretty sure everyone has the app. It's more of an experiment sometimes, you know, like window shopping. And once in a while, when you find someone who has similar interests, you think, okay, fine, maybe it is worth getting out of home this weekend. And one of the top things that people mention on their Tinder bios is Game of Thrones. This is from an official list that Tinder released, so God knows they're all judging us and maybe selling our data to people who analyze human behavior. But it's a good thing, right? Imagine you're on a date and it's a stranger sitting on the other side of the table and you finish talking about where you study or where you work or which part of the city you live in and the weather and the traffic, and suddenly there's awkward silence. Game of Thrones to the rescue. There's so much to talk about, except I've also known people to fight over whether someone was right or wrong in the TV series. So don't let Game of Thrones end your relationships. Daenerys Targaryen got people to color their hair, but other hair trends weren't far behind. We've had quite a few years to keep up, so it wasn't too much trouble. And what was the trend? Long hair. Every single person seems to have long hair in the series, no? Ned Stark, the Lannisters, the women have long, beautiful hair and some crazy hairdos and everything. And luckily enough, not all of them have prim and proper hair. Jon Snow's head is like a messy black nest, and it's perfect if you're from India. We are usually dark-haired, and it's great. Just grow your hair, don't cut it, wake up and get out. Like the hashtag, messy hair, don't care. There are all kinds of characters in Game of Thrones, right? There are kings and queens, knights, soldiers, maidens, and so many different tribes across different lands. And what sets them apart? How can you tell them apart? The easiest way would be their headdress. Except if you're Jon Snow, poor guy had to be in some of the coldest regions, but he never got to wear a headdress because, you know, places like that, it would be difficult to tell one person apart from another. But the other headdresses and gear that appear throughout the show have more than enough fans, and there have been Game of Thrones inspired tiaras even at weddings. I don't know why, but a lot of the bad guys in Bollywood movies are seen on screen with some surma, like it's supposed to make them look scarier or something. But even on Game of Thrones, there are some characters whose makeup involves heavily lined eyes. It's called the guyliner. Yeah, it has a name. Khal Drogo wasn't the first one to be like that on screen though. There have been other actors who've tried it, like Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, and Lee Pace wore it for his character in the Hobbit series. He just looked perpetually angry because of it. Spock in Star Trek had some guyliner as well, and Khal Drogo wasn't subtle at all. You see his face and you can't miss those heavily made up eyes. Looks downright intimidating, which I'm sure is what they wanted. A lot of guys actually had the confidence to step out of homes with nicely done eyes. And who doesn't want to be a Khal? Which European destination would get first preference for a holiday? Paris, then Rome, some islands in Greece, Amsterdam. And if you're from India and you're a Bollywood lover, then most definitely Switzerland. All of a sudden though, Croatia has overtaken all of them to become the place on most people's bucket lists. It was a place for football lovers and still only after Spain and Germany. But thanks to Game of Thrones being shot there, it's a place everybody wants to go to now. Okay, one big reason must also be the way they played football. They made it to the finals of the World Cup last year and the whole world was gunning for the underdogs that they were. They didn't win the cup, but they won a lot of hearts. The Football World Cup Finals, Game of Thrones, how could they not have the world's attention after all that? Enough reality, Game of Thrones gave us the respite that we really need. And what makes it seem more believable than the characters? George R.R. Martin gave them names that we don't usually hear or read about on a regular basis. There's Joffrey and Daenerys and Viserys and Arya and Sansa and Cersei. They've all got such a nice ring to it. The names are so killer, you know there's a story behind that person. And because we're all such big fans of the show, babies all over the world are getting christened after these characters. Jon Snow and Ned Stark still have first names that are, you know, kind of common, but it's the other ones that will raise eyebrows. I'm sure the number of people who name their baby Arya has gone up drastically here in India, because there are already some popular Aryans and all in showbiz and even otherwise. And we are Indians. If there's one thing very similar between us and Game of Thrones, it's the fact that we also fight with people who have different surnames. So we had to borrow first names as well. We're a billion people, so it's kind of difficult to keep us all entertained, right? When there was Doordarshan, we had TV shows like Ramayan and Mahabharat that would run every weekend for years together. And then when we got private channels, the number of mythological serials went up like crazy. So some universities across India actually began offering courses where you could sign up and study mythology and try and find a career in writing TV shows. The same happened after Game of Thrones. Everybody was so fascinated by these wars and games, a lot of universities introduced medieval study courses, including Harvard. History repeats itself, so it's best to know what you can expect, right? You can't deny it. We're all big suckers for cat videos, and every time we see a puppy, we're all like, aww. And it's a thing now to introduce yourself as a pet parent, like call yourself a dog mom or a cat dad. Yeah, we have names for everything now. And one of the things that Game of Thrones inspired people to do was get huskies as pets, because they're the safest and the most similar creatures to the dire wolves that the Stark kids have. And of course, naming these huskies Lady and Nymeria, because it probably felt more like a dire wolf with names like that. It wasn't one of the smartest things to do, because not everybody is a good pet parent, and dog breeders must have gone crazy with the demand, but I hope the trend is dropping. We're not really picky when we admire dogs in videos. Huskies or strays, we love them just as much. Headgear and hairdos are all fine, but the world of fashion always looks for inspiration from whatever's trending. Jack Sparrow's braids became a thing, Harry Potter's glasses became a thing, so even the costumes from Game of Thrones inspired runway looks around the world. We can't all look good in the clothes Cersei Lannister wears, but the other characters also have some nice distinct looks. Clothes made of leather and fur coats inspired by Game of Thrones characters became popular in cold places. Boots have always been in trend, but Game of Thrones made them bring it out. And don't even get me started on the incredible cosplay that we get to see. Some are really, really good. The whole world's a ramp if you want it to be. There's a lot that this series did for us. It made a lot of people wake up early, even if it was only to catch episodes as soon as they released. It helped people find friends, other people who loved the show just as much. And it made us believe that anything is possible. It may be good, it may be bad, but it can be done. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.